Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. This week, the World Ocean Observatory will launch World Ocean Journal, a new biannual electronic magazine on ocean culture, issues, and solutions to be read on your desktop, tablet, and smartphone. Please go to worldoceanobservatory.org and click on the journal link to review this inaugural issue. As you will see, we intend to include essays, interviews, art, music, exhibits, and performances in a vital profile of the impact of the ocean on our lives. We will introduce exemplary ocean advocates, describe innovative projects, and offer perspectives and ideas to help us understand the full extent of the ocean crises and to suggest solutions and actions to mitigate destructive behaviors and to offer alternative approaches. In this first edition, we will include education, design, art, music, and personal reflection. You will find an excerpt from the introduction to Lincoln Payne's extraordinary The Sea and Civilization, a one-volume maritime history of the world, just released by Knopf and sure to be one of the most important history publications of 2014. We also include a video interview with Dr. Darren Collins, president of the College of the Atlantic, Bar Harbor, Maine, about the synergistic relationship between the ocean and human ecology, the interrelationship between social conduct and the sustainability of nature, focusing on new interdisciplinary alternatives, economic practices, and individual and collective behaviors. This emphasis on change and revolutionary solutions continues in a conversation with Wendy Goldsmith, founder of the Bioengineering Group, on engineering practices, ecological design, and innovative restoration projects in coastal wetlands, municipal parks, and inland waterways. Internationally, you will also find a survey of artistic representations of Mamiwata, an African goddess of the sea, by Dr. Henry John Drool, a colorful portfolio of artistic representations of this sea spirit who has found her way into the material and religious culture of Africa and the African diasporas. You will see and hear a performance by the Rubens Quartet, a young Dutch chamber ensemble composed by Joey Rukens, commissioned for the 2013 reopening of the National Maritime Museum of the Netherlands in Amsterdam. And you will see a plea for international consideration of the impact of sea level rise on the small island nations by Ronnie Jumeau, the Seychelles ambassador to the United States, excerpted from a video interview at the Climate Summit in Copenhagen in 2009. Finally, you will see my own reflections on reciprocity as a rationale and framework for exchange of value and engagement between the ocean, between us and civil society, and the natural world that sustains us. This essay was first heard on World Ocean Radio in 2013. We will distribute World Ocean Journal through presentation to the more than 1.25 million unique annual visitors to the World Ocean Observatory website last year, through our thousands of program and newsletter subscribers, through the ever-expanding international audience for World Ocean Radio, and through our many social media channels. You can make a huge contribution to this effort. Take a look at the journal. If you like what you see, let me urge you to share this new publication with your email contacts, colleagues at work, your old and new friends, and other citizens of the ocean through your own organizational links and personal connections. Anyone you know who is concerned about the ocean's future, about the fish we find in restaurants and the market, about the cleanliness of our beaches, marshes, and watersheds, about the viability of the ocean as the penultimate system on which we and our children will depend for fresh water, food, energy, health, security, recreation, and culture in the future. Let's distribute the World Ocean Journal worldwide and see what happens. And why not help us evaluate the results? Please do not hesitate to contact me at editor@worldoceanobservatory.org with your reactions, comments, suggestions, and ideas for future content and connections. Thank you for your interest and commitment to the World Ocean. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory. Visit us online at worldoceanobservatory.org. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.